Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Canada. Dateline Kuala Lumpur, the ASEAN Conference, Reuters. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney will meet Chinese President Xi Jinping later this week, likely at Seoul in the APEC conference. And Mr. Carney is ready to sit down for trade talks with Donald Trump, reports Reuters, as soon as the U.S. president is prepared to do so. He goes on to add, while Mr. Carney is open to further talks with the United States, he will reject any trade deal that is not in the best interests of Canada. He told reporters on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur. I welcome the distinguished biographer and columnist for the National Post, Conrad Black, to help me understand this story from the Canadian media and Canadian point of view, because this all happened suddenly. A man by the name of Doug Ford, a colorful political actor in Canada and a powerful one, chose a video clip of Ronald Reagan once upon a time in the 20th century speaking poorly of tariffs. That, we're told, triggered a response from Mr. Trump, said, no more talks, break off, the end. But, Conrad, a very good evening to you. You are, you know, Donald Trump very well, and you can help me with Doug Ford and Mark Carney. Mark Carney is the newly elected Prime Minister of Canada, a central banker his whole life, a calming figure mediating, and he did not get involved in this Reagan clip that was shown in an ad. Doug Ford did. What do we need to know about Doug Ford? Because he's described to me as a conservative. Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. I also know Doug Ford well. Many of your listeners would recall Rob Ford, the former mayor of Toronto, who became very famous because he had a slight drug problem, a substantial drug problem. I think he was a very good mayor, but did have that problem. And while suffering from it, he said a number of things that were amusing but inappropriate. And he became temporarily a very well-known figure internationally. But Doug Ford was his brother and was on the city council with him. And then and these two between them had a large populist following independent of any party. And then when Rob Ford died, Doug Ford inherited all of that. Ford Nation, they called it, you know, in the terminology of these populist movements. And he won the leadership of the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario, the largest province in Canada, 16 million people, and he won the election. And he has now won three consecutive terms, which is a considerable achievement. And the last one, just last year, was, in fact, earlier this year, the early months of this present year, he called on the issue of a ferocious defense of Ontario's interest against American tariff aggression, explaining that he was a great admirer of President Trump, which he always had been. I know that. I know him, and I know that to be true. But he saw an opportunity here, and he took it. But the problem is, while the province that he leads, Ontario, has almost 40% of the population of the country, and population of the country is a little over 40 million, it's only a province. It's not a sovereign state. And it's really a legitimate concern of his what happens with tariffs, but that's not his policy area. And so he's been conducting this advertising campaign in the U.S. and started it with very good ads showing our long-term cooperation and solidarity between the two countries. But this was a new wrinkle which obviously got under the skin of the president and some of his entourage. And they have said that he was, and I doubt if he would do this, by the way, but they have accused Trump, they've accused Ford of trying to stampede opinion under President Trump away from his tariffs. And also, and I doubt if this would enter into Doug Ford's thinking, encouraging the Supreme Court to be more dubious about the constitutionality of Trump's tariffs. Now, I don't think Doug Ford would involve himself in anything like that. I think he just thought this was a nice turn to put his marker out there and continue his campaign before domestic opinion, allegedly because he aspires to become the federal conservative leader, but I don't know if that is true, and that this would enhance his status as the great defender of the Canadian economic interest. But I don't think he thought it through. On the other hand, I think suspending negotiations is overreacting. I mean, if the governor of Tennessee or California or any other state had taken ads in Canadian television criticizing the government of Canada for anything, the prime minister here, neither this prime minister nor any other, would react the way Trump has. I mean, he would see, well, this is a state governor. If he wants to pay for advertising in our television, it's free money for us, and, he's entitled to his opinion. I think the president overreacted, but it was pretty cheeky what Doug did.
Right now, what we know is that Mr. Trump has mandated an additional 10% tariffs on goods from Canada as of Saturday. That's where we are right now. You have written to Mark Carney, and he's, from my understanding of this present difficulty, he is the man to look for mediation. He's a central banker, which requires him to get along with many versions of the government. And so I see him as a calming figure. He's ready to meet with Mr. Trump. What about Mr. Carney is important for the public to understand about his intentions for Canada and the United States working together?
He will work diligently to get a reasonable agreement. I have my differences with him in climate matters, and I had my differences with him as governor of the Bank of England because I thought he was much too outspoken on the Brexit issue. I didn't agree with his view, but in any case, I thought that the governor of the central bank should be a nonpartisan figure. But with that said, he is undoubtedly highly well-informed in all these issues, has a rather diplomatic personality for the reasons you mentioned, and I think is a good man to help de-escalate this and work towards an agreement that both sides can live with and just get on with our lives. So I would say on this, he is a good person to have in that place, and I'm glad that they'll be in the same place in Asia for a few days this week.
We have about a minute. How has the Toronto media, especially television, covered this story, Conrad, over the last several days?
A bit, I think, the way I put it, that Ford has a good point, but it's not really his place to make it in the way he did. It was being unnecessarily undiplomatic, but that Trump has overreacted. I note that what I've seen of the American media, they don't see the Canadian sensibilities, and they say, why are they poking the bear? Well, that's only half the story. But I think it's one of these things that is, frankly, a tempest in a teacup. I think it'll go away quite quickly. The ad has already been pulled, and the president and the prime minister are in Asia, and life goes on. And I think a week from now it'll be a fading issue.
And Mr. Carney will be the right man at the right place. He said he's ready to meet with the president. We can expect that.
I think he's a very good person to handle an issue like this. Yes, I do.
Conrad Black, distinguished biographer in Toronto. My eyes on what appears to be a brouhaha, wonderful word, that will pass with the fall, with the snows of winter. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.